That was the Toyota song by Todd Chappelle, and a nice send-up. Carolyn Jasinski has just been on the Corolla Capers, a charity bush bash for owners of the little four-cylinder cars not normally seen in off-road situations. Mine certainly wouldn't be. But our reporter went along for a good cause and a good yarn to some of the outback folks in the north of South Australia, where you measure your landholding in square kilometres, not acres. Carolyn visits one that's the size of Belgium. She talks to Graham Kemlow about the event, the cause, and also catches up with some local identities.
I'm speaking with Carolyn Jasinski, and, you know, she goes lots of places. If you don't like where she's going, wait a minute, she'll be somewhere else. And this particular week, she's been on an outback adventure out of Adelaide in South Australia. It's called the Corolla Caper. So welcome back, Carolyn. You are the most travelled travel writer going around the planet, I'd say, at this point. All the rest of us are locked down, and you're really enjoying the freedom that South Australia's provided to you. Where and when and why and how, and tell us about the Corolla Caper and where you ended up.
Well, Graham, this was a trip with a massive difference for me. It is called the Corolla Capers. It's a fundraising bush bash, basically.
Right.
And it's run by the Rotarians, and in particular the Regency Park branch of Rotarians in South Australia. And what they do is get together, and it started 18 years ago, and somebody had a bright idea that they'll take an old Corolla out bush. And Ken Adams is the man who invited me to come along, and he's a legend in Rotary, and he's also the oldest participant on this Corolla Caper. He's 87.
Wow. And does he drive?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He does everything. He's quite amazing. He's very hard to match in terms of enthusiasm and stamina. He's quite amazing. But the caper itself runs along. People might have heard of the Variety Bash, where they take old cars out. So this is in the same vein. But to qualify, you have to have a Corolla that's 30 plus years old. So some of the guys that take part like to say that they're old fossils driving old relics. Now, that's their description, not mine.
Yeah, these that's guys, a good line.
They're fabulous people, really. The whole basis behind it is to raise money, and they do that by charging entrance fees, and then you get fined for doing things wrong while you're away. And that might be as simple as you forgot to close your boot. And, of course, somebody's always there to see. If you're on these roads that are really suitable for four-wheel drives and you're in a Corolla, your boot's going to fly open at some stage.
Now, someone listening in another country may not know what a Toyota Corolla is. It's a four-cylinder, four-seater, maybe five with a squeeze, a small family car, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
And it's not meant for rough roads.
No, they're meant for the streets, and they are a small car. I think it's 1300cc. Ken's car is about as old as he is, actually. It's 40 years old. It's 1978 1300cc Toyota. They're not meant to go out bush.
Right.
But what these old cars get put through, they're pushed to the limit, and so are the drivers. And so are the four-wheel drive support vehicles, which is what I happen to be in.
Right. I was going to ask you, how comfortably did you manage to do this? Helicopter, jet, what?
No. So, you know me as a motorhome girl.
I
like
do.
Being in an RV. Mm. Well, this was all camping.
Okay. And, you mean under canvas?
Yes. Yeah. So, and because I came late to the party, some people could buy accommodation, so you could have a bed in a shearer's quarters or a bed in an outback hotel. So it's not like a five-star accommodation anyway, but my stars were million stars under the sky.
Fantastic. Now, that'd be beautiful. Now, one of the main towns you went through, I believe, was Maree.
Yes, so we went all the way from Adelaide through Burra, looked at the mining history, stopped at Hallett, where Sir George Hubert Wilkins' cottage is. Now, he was an Arctic explorer among many other things.
Okay.
He actually, I think he did the first live footage during World War I, all sorts of wonderful thing. So the idea along the way is that you learn lots and you see, you know, fantastic stuff in the outback. So Burra, Hallett. We did end up at Murray at one stage. Now Murray's this little outback post and probably famous in most circles for the Murray Man. You can only see it from the sky.
It's like a crop circle.
That's it. Yeah, if you have a look at that, that's probably what Murray's known for. But
okay.
When you get out in that town, there's not much in these little outback posts, but they're full of funny characters. Really fantastic people. You just pull up in the street. Standing in the main street is probably the safest place to be because there's not much traffic. I happened to meet up with a man called Lyle Oldfield, and he owns a lot of the buildings in Murray. And I was just chatting to him and said, oh, so, you know, what do you do? He said, well, I own the gas stop here and I own the post office and I own the pub, and it kept going. Lyle, what's your last name?
Oldfield. Yeah.
And your dad used to be a driver?
He used to be a driver, yeah. Yep.
Oh, my God, on the Burnsville track?
Yeah, we did a couple of trips together.
Oh.
Yeah.
And are you one of the Magnificent Seven? Is that
But his relations are Oldfield.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lyle was too busy in Maori running everything. Yeah.
So what's involved here? It's got the post office, the MoGas.
Hotel, bakery.
Oh, my God, you're in everything.
Everything, yeah.
How many people live in Maree?
Oh, about 70 now.
70?
Yep.
Right. And the old GAN used to come through?
GAN finished here in 1980.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God, it's amazing. I've never been here before. It looks pretty dry.
This little rain we had was really good just over the town.
Yes.
And that's about where it went.
That's last weekend. You had more than 100 mil, didn't
you? Yes.
Wow.
Around about 100 mil mark,
You wouldn't know now, would you?
No. And I just come back from Roxby, and I reckon in three places I might have had somewhere close.
Right.
But only in about a kilometre lots.
Wow. I was talking to Gordon from Wilperina, and he was saying that parts of their property got none.
That's
and other parts, their house is like a little island oasis.
Yep.
And they were stuck in there.
We actually flew over there 2 days after the rain.
Oh, my God.
And so we went right over his property, back around, and, just to have a look around what was going on.
Yeah?
Yeah, so...
I bet it looks unusual.
Yes.
Have you seen rain like that?
2000 was the last time.
And then I met the publican of the Murray Hotel, and his name was Joe Calvert, and he's a British guy. Joe Calvert,
yeah.
Publican at the Murray Hotel.
Yeah, that's it.
How long have you been here?
6 years now.
6 years, and straight from London to here?
South coast of England, it's out to Murray.
Why?
This was the first job I got when I landed in Australia, so I spent a week in Adelaide and then straight up to Murray and just have never left.
So you planned to come to the Outback, or did you just plan to come to Australia?
No, I just planned to come to Australia and planned to come here for 3 months, and 3 months turned into 6 years.
Wow.
We didn't want him to pick up any bad habits down there, so we brought him straight up.
What do you love about Murray?
People like Gordon.
Gordon Litchfield.
They keep you here for sure.
So Gordon's the owner and operator at Wilperina, and this is his local. How far away is Wilperina?
It depends. There's about six of these away.
Six? He's holding a Bundy. Six Bundys away, right. In distance?
No, only 50k out.
Only 50k. That's pretty good for you. For your local, So, do you live on the premises?
Yeah, got a unit at the back here,
Okay. And you just...
So, me, my partner and little dog,
Well, and your dog?
Yeah, little Labrador.
What's your partner's name?
Jess.
Jess.
Yeah, she's been here for 2 years.
And when you pull up in these outback places, I said, what is a British guy doing way out here? Apparently, he came all the way from England to Adelaide, and then the first place he went to after that was straight to Murray, and he's still there. So Murray, the Corolla Caper this year was dubbed the Mumpiawi Muster.
Oh.
So we went out to stations where tourists can't go, but so you're very privileged to get out there, like Wilperina Station. Now Wilperina is just massive. We went driving out one day and we'd been driving for a few hours, and someone said over the radio, "Are we still on Wilperina?" And Gordon Litchfield's the owner, and he gave us 2 days of his time to show us around, and he said, "Yep, we're still here and we'll still be on this station for another few hours yet." So you can kind of gauge.
Yeah, I had a car like that once.
cars were going great guns, but the size of the properties is unbelievable. From Wilperina, we crossed into Mundoundna and Mount Lyndhurst stations, and these are all owned by Gordon and his wife Lynn, and Gordon's brother and his son runs one of the properties. And then, of course, we went part of the Strzelecki track, and that's a renowned outback track that a lot of people take their four-wheel drives and, you know, test them all. So we're travelling along with 23 vehicles, and there was a 30-year-old Corolla and then a four-wheel drive and then a Corolla and a four-wheel drive. And quite a few places we got stuck, we got bogged. Well, the Corollas did. Got stuck. We went through dry creek beds and dust bowls and across gibber plains, and it was just magnificent. And so it's all in the name of raising money.
So you really got down and got dirty.
I did. First night, I was supposed to. I bought a swag, and a swag for anyone overseas is it's like a tiny tent.
Yeah,
it's,
cross between a sleeping bag and a tent.
Yes, yes. So it's a self-contained little mini home away from home, if you like. It's made of canvas. You've got a little
very thick canvas as a rule, isn't it?
Yes, very thick, and you've got a few poles that keep that canvas off your face.
Yeah.
But when I bought it the day before we were going, I saw this very important note saying you have to season it. And that meant wetting
salt it. Salt and pepper.
You had to wet it and then dry it and so that all the fibres expanded and closed the holes that are made when they sew it all together.
Right, yep.
So our first night away, and we've got rain threatening, which hasn't happened for 3.5 years out in the bush. And I'm thinking, well, I haven't seasoned mine. I'm going to get wet. So I slept in the back of the Land Cruiser.
Now, you actually spent time learning a bit about Gordon Litchfield and his family there, didn't you?
Yes. So we spent 2 nights at Wilperina. I'm in the outback. I'm standing in the middle of the road in Maree with Gordon Litchfield, who owns Wilperina Station, among a couple of others, Mount Lyndhurst and
Mundoundna.
I couldn't say that name before. And you might think, why are we standing in the middle of the road? It's because sometimes it's the safest place in Maree.
Especially when they're turning around filling up with fuel.
Yeah. We're outside the fuel station. And it's also, the guy who owns that is Lyle Oldfield, and we just had a quick chat to him, and he owns everything. He's got the post office, the fuel, the caravan park, the motel, the bakery. That's about it, isn't it?
Got an aeroplane that does tours over the lake and stuff.
So Gordon's just taken us around his property, and it's massive. You could, a tiny portion of his property. We've been on the part of the Birdsville track.
Yeah, come into Maree because we had to go up to the Birdsville track on the Frome crossing to get across the Frome. There's a bit of water running across our local roads.
That's right. We've done all sorts today. I'm on the Corolla Caper, and it's a fundraising bush bash with the Rotarians, and they've just had a fantastic day. We've been up and down sand dunes. We've been across dry lakes. We've done everything. We've even had a car damage its transmission, so we detoured to Gordon's brother's property, Peter, and it's just magic out here. If you get a chance to come out to the outback, you really should do it. Gordon, tell us a bit about your property.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it's been through some tough times, like a lot of outback places with the dry times, but there was a lovely little rain in some parts of the area last week, which lifted everybody's spirits a bit. And
now, you told the story that your property, your house, was like a little island oasis, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was lovely. There's water flowing around us everywhere.
So we had 100 mils plus in Maree, but you didn't get that much, did you?
No, we had 66 mil at our place, and which is a really good rain.
And that's 3.5 years in the coming, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. A long time waiting. We only had 13 mil of rain all last year, and we had 66 mil in a couple of hours last Saturday morning a week ago.
Jeez. Now, the fundraising part of the Corolla Caper is going to Gordon's wife, Lynn, runs the name of her...
The ICPA, the Isolated Parents and Children's Association.
And the main focus of IPCA is...
Yeah, just to help the isolated families with their children for education in the bush.
That's fantastic. So if anybody wants to help out and you want to direct some money to a worthy cause, always think of the Rotarians. They're always raising money and helping out really great charities.
Carolyn Jasinski there telling Graham Kemlow about her outback adventure at the Corolla Caper.
This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne.